The following broadcast is brought to you by Sons of God International and Freedom Fellowship Church. Hello, and welcome to the prophetic voice of our time, where we focus on the voice of prophecy, which is the testimony of Jesus Christ. Our host, Christina Sasso, is a senior pastor at Freedom Fellowship Church. Let's hear what she has to say to the body of Christ.
God bless you for tuning in. Hello. This is Christina Sasso of Freedom Fellowship Church and Sons of God Ministries International, and you are listening to the prophetic voice of our time. With everything that is happening everywhere in your life, in our country, and in the world, let us not get distracted on the bad news or bad things, but let us continue to focus on God, the goodness of God, His promises. We must continue to focus on the good or great things happening in this country. And let us continue to thank God and praise and worship Him. He is a faithful and a loving God. Okay, it's very exciting to be alive in this time. We just finished the last business training probably for this month. We have been targeting the younger generation or those even not so young who received a word from the Lord, and they are going to apply God's ways of doing things in every sector of society. So the topic of the training is doing business God's way, and I have been doing this since 2004, when the Lord told me that the next move of God will eclipse the miracles or what He did during the Azusa Street revival. That is in the early 1900s, and at the same time, Wayne Seymour, whom God used in that revival, had prophesied that in 100 years, God is going to visit the United States of America again. But what God told me is he's not just going to visit. He's going to stay as long as there are people that are going to listen to Him, to obey Him, and have the heart and love for His people all over the world. So I'm excited. So as soon as I received that, I took into action. And whatever God instructed me or showed me, this is how we are training the congregation and partners and members, is doing business God's way. Okay, this year, the training is so different because it focuses on implementation instead of preparation. And Larry has been addressing and teaching about the financial or accounting aspects of it, God's way. And he provided a very strong foundation for the beginners or to be leaders or to be partakers of the transfer of wealth and influence. And I continue to address on general terms based on God's word and the revelation that we've been getting. So it is exciting. It is exciting. So I'm going to share with you today some of those training and what we received so that you will take part of it, okay? Continue to obey God, okay? Larry always starts with this prayer in Ephesians chapter 3, verses 14 through 20, which is a prayer for spiritual growth or spiritual maturity. And I'm going to read from New Living Translation. Again, it's Ephesians chapter 3, verses 14 through 20. When I think of all this, I fall to my knees and pray to the Father, the creator of everything in heaven and on earth. I pray that from His glorious unlimited resources, He will empower you with inner strength through His Spirit. Then Christ will make His home in your hearts as you trust in Him. Your roots will grow down into God's love and keep you strong. And may you have the power to understand, as all God's people should, how wide, how long, how high, and how deep His love is. May you experience the love of Christ, though it is too great to understand fully. Then you will be made complete with all the fullness of life and power that comes from God. Now all glory to God, who is able through his mighty power at work within us to accomplish infinitely more than we might ask or think. Isn't that a powerful prayer? That our roots will grow down into God's love and will keep us strong. No matter what storms out there, we may be chopped down, but the roots will continue to come alive and get stronger and stronger. Okay? And this is a wonderful prayer that you need to meditate on it. Again, Ephesians chapter 3, verse 14 through 20. And I just want to remind you that transfer of wealth and influence is not about you and I getting money and we're going to buy everything for ourselves and for our loved ones. The transfer of wealth and influence is for us to obey and continue to obey the Great Commission and increase in number through discipleship. Money should not be our focus. As a Christian, when you operate a business, you have to be led by the Holy Spirit so that you have an advantage, because the Holy Spirit will tell you of things to come. So even if you have a master's degree or doctorate degree and all of these prestigious universities, many people before and in your time and in the future, they will also study the same things that you studied. But when the Holy Spirit is our teacher, we have a great advantage. We have the divine inspiration and power and authority from above, okay? So in a business, your vision has to be led and inspired by the Holy Spirit, and don't focus on the bottom line, okay? God shall give you increase. And if you are willing and obedient, it says in Isaiah, you will eat the fat or the good of the land. Okay, so this transfer of wealth is not a message of prosperity. It is obeying the Great Commission the way Jesus instructed us, God's way of doing things. Okay, why? Because the scripture is very clear, and we all believe this. God is our source. But many past generations after generations, including even today, God's people or our membership or the sales of our books, they are our source. So we don't know. We didn't start in focusing on our own ministry and our own self. We didn't start there. But we get distracted, and then greed, covetousness, and selfishness come. The anointing from above is our source, because the Holy Spirit, which is a spirit of wisdom, from her comes what? Long life, riches, and honor. So he is our source. God is our source, not the congregation, so that we will stop attending all of this, all of this seminar or buying this book, How to Grow Your Church. It is not your church in the first place. It is Jesus. The people in your congregation, they're God's people. And they were sent to us to prepare them for the works of service and for them to mature. That is in Ephesians chapter 4, starting with verse 11. So God is our source. And this hierarchy, now that we have to focus on growing the numbers of our congregation and focus on our ministry and trying to raise funds, we're not going to focus on that. The new breed of leaders, they will obey God, and just like what Jesus promised. Don't worry about what you're going to eat, what you're going to wear. And so the world or the unbelievers focus and they're worried about those things. But Matthew 6:33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and Amplified and his ways of doing things, and all of this material things shall be added to you as well. They may not manifest the way you want them to manifest. I mean, who would not want to receive an offering in millions or in billions? But this is about faithfulness that God instituted, his ways of doing things, okay? So we get distracted for many years in promoting ourselves and the ministry, and we have forgotten that our faith and our obedience to our Lord Jesus Christ is our lifeline. It is our currency. okay? And we have forgotten that our responsibility as a leader is to prepare God's people for the works of service, okay? In other words, we disciple them so that they will preach the gospel of good news in power, like you, and if possible, more anointed than you, okay? Because if you focus in growing your ministry, you will not be able to be effective in discipling God's people. You will pick and choose, especially the rich member who gives a lot of money to the ministry. You're not going to rebuke them. You're not going to kick them out of the church because they would not listen to you and repent. And that person continued to sin. And it is amazing that it's never been a doctrine that you kick them out from the church. We don't want to do it, but we pick and choose on the doctrines that we're going to focus on. And it's usually to limit God and limit God's people. So instead of obeying God's instruction, we focus on how to grow the church, how to get people to give. I mean, we're going to have a first collection or a first offering, and then the second and third. And we are really wasting our time, God's precious time. And I don't think that God is pleased with that. Instead, you teach people how to fall in love with Jesus, how to honor God with tithes and offering. Okay? That is in the scripture. So this is what the business school or doing business God's way is all about. Great commission is to go to all nations. Countries are all nations, but not all nations are countries. Example, born again believers, we are a holy nation. Okay? 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God, that you may declare the praises of Him who called you out of darkness into His wonderful light. God's ways of doing things, even in the ministry, need to be implemented in every sector of society, because the earth is the Lord's. And once we start implementing things God's way, then the prophecy or end time prophecy in Revelation 11:15 is going to manifest. The world has now become the kingdom of our Lord and of His Christ, and He will reign forever and ever. In other translation, it says, the kingdoms of this world has now become the kingdom of our Lord and Christ. So get excited. With all the progress that are happening, get excited. Don't give in to fear. Example, the AI or artificial intelligence. Yes, AI can be used for evil intent or to control or to be powerful. So is money. So is influence. So is knowledge, okay? But AI can be used for good of all mankind. Take, for example, in the healthcare medical field, AI fully developed in the medical community can be 90 to 100% accurate in surgical procedures, in diagnostics, even in medical prescriptions. They can also research, AI can also research other alternatives, natural healing, and AI can formulate a perfect healing prescription and procedures for you and you alone, as long as you get all the history. You know, there was a study just released a few weeks ago. AI diagnosed patients correctly 80% of the time. And listen to this. A group of doctors in their chosen field of expertise only diagnose 20% correctly. Think about that, what AI can do. But remember, always remember, God did not give us a spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and sound mind. I believe that God have already a group of believers, young people, software engineers, that will improve, that will protect, and provide a safety net in artificial intelligence. I know, and I'm sure about that. I believe two of our younger people will be a part of the AI software development. The Holy Spirit is going to show them. So AI can be developed and can be developed by anointed men and women of God and can be powerful and effective and be a blessing to the world. Because why? Those software engineers out there and even AI, with all of those developments, with all those statistics and analysis, they can be powerful. It can be so awesome, but they don't have the Holy Spirit. Those that are from the body of Christ have, okay? Remember, some of you probably, you were not even born then or are still young when there was this fiasco, which is caused by religious devils in the body of Christ about the conversion to Y2K, 1999 to 2000. Some Christians became very rich by instigating fear among God's people that there will be an economic collapse. Computers will stop working. We cannot do commerce. Computers will break down. Banks will collapse. The economy of the world. There will be chaos. No buying or selling. So these so-called preachers or ministers sold millions of books about Y2K, and they have this co-op. They start selling beans, selling gold, selling all of necessities in case everything went down so that they have a lot of food to eat. And some sold their properties and went off the grid. And nobody thought enough to say, is this from God? Does God want us to flee and isolate ourselves instead of preaching the gospel of good news to be the answer? So the preaching of the gospel of good news is stopped or slowed down. I went into the prayer because we were approached by several ministers. They want us to be a part of this co-op. They want us to consider sharing our goods or our wealth with others. You know, it is so amazing. Those people that are asking for us to share our goods with others, meaning them, they do not have the properties or goods to share. Isn't that amazing? And God told me, fear is not from me, Christina. And don't you think I can comply with Y2K? God dealt with those ministers and they got replaced. A lot of people, Christians, have fallen away. They never returned to the fold. How can you? And then they're trying to create another chaos, but nobody is listening to them. This is what's happening with many of our wicked politicians and the wicked news media. They kept on telling us, creating division and fear, and their corruption was so deeply embedded. But now the American people is not believing them. They're not supporting them anymore. Okay? It is the dealing of the Lord. So you don't want to get replaced in this great move of God and this transfer of wealth and influence, but instead you want to be schooled by the Holy Spirit. Okay? Because knowledge will continue to increase. It was prophesied by the prophet Daniel. A knowledge will increase, not just in science and technology and good governance, in medical area, but about the ways of God. Our knowledge of God shall also increase. Could you just imagine when this transfer of wealth and influence will manifest for those that are faithful? Just imagine if that person or ministry heard the word of the Lord that they're going to preach to China and China will be evangelized or somewhere in Africa. And you don't need to raise funds. You don't need to take up collections. But since resources are already available, all you need to do is to go before the Lord and said, when, how long, how to go about. Now, before Great Commission has been hijacked for a very long time with poverty mentality, self-indulgence, and greediness and selfishness. Not anymore. They are out there, body of Christ. That's why I am so excited. For many years, I thought I'm alone. But I know that there are pockets of them. And now they continue to increase in number. And I can relax a little bit. somebody else is teaching the same thing that we're teaching here for the past 21 years, and they're more effective. They're more effective than I. That is so awesome. I'm a part of this great move of God, and I will be seeing many people that will come to the front lines that believe and have walked this, that we are dependent on the Holy Spirit, and the transfer of wealth and influence will continue. Okay? Okay. No more doctrines of men that limit God and limit God's people. The main thing is, our mark is this, in Mark chapter 16, verse 17 through 18. This is Jesus talking. He says, these miraculous signs will accompany those who believe. Jesus is not just talking about the disciples. He's talking about those who believe in their message. Okay? And this will accompany them. They will cast out demons in my name, and they will speak in new languages. They will be able to handle snakes with safety. And if they drink anything poisonous, it won't hurt them. They'll be able to place their hands on the sick, and they will be healed. Down to verse 20. And the disciples went everywhere and preached, and the Lord worked through them, confirming what they said by many miraculous signs. If these signs are not following a leader, and if these signs are not following you, devote your time in prayer, in learning, and correcting things in your life. Depend on the Holy Spirit and ask the Holy Spirit when you pray and read the Bible to give you illumination, revelation, understanding. Ask the Holy Spirit to teach you. You and I, well, many, many of those in the body of Christ have been lied to for many, many years. The truth is, God expects all of us born-again believers to be priests and king. We are all special people, anointed, appointed, and called by God for a greater purpose. The five offices are not the ultimate. The ultimate appointments for you and I, even if it just got born again, or if you're just hearing this message for the first time, we are all called and destined by God to be priests in the order of Melchizedek and to be kings to rule and reign with him here on earth. That is in Revelation 1:6 and Revelation 5:10. Don't be like the Pharisees and the teachers of the law in Jesus' time and in those in the book of Acts. They were against anointing. They were against the move of God, that as if God is not allowed to move without their permission. Nobody is supposed to get healed, not unless they designated the day. Those are coming to an end, because this new group of leaders, they have the resources. They're the influential. You cannot control them, okay? They're being led by the Holy Spirit. And that is the most wonderful news, okay? They're not about control or power, because they'd rather have access to heavenly wisdom than any materials in the face of the earth. You cannot intimidate them. The dark ages of the church that don't have any power is coming to an end. And starting this year, the glorious, influential, and prosperous church is going to emerge. They are out there. And I admonish you, I encourage you to count yourself in. All you need to do, go before the Lord and ask the Holy Spirit, help me unlearn those things that are not from you, and teach me your ways, O God. Make me be fruitful, and make me to number my days, so that at the end of the day, I don't have any regrets. So if you are still sick right now, declare that you are the healed at the cross. Don't just rely on the doctors, but pray for the doctors. Pray to the Holy Spirit concerning your treatment or procedures, and that your faith is in Him first and foremost. Nothing wrong with the doctors, but you know what? Many doctors believe in miracles, so you can reach out to them by you believing and walking in the miraculous. God bless you for tuning in. Until next time.
Thanks for tuning in. You've been listening to the prophetic voice of our time. We really hope you were blessed by today's episode. And if you were, we want to hear from you. You can call us at 210-695-1630. Or you can email us at sogmi@outlook.com. That's sogmi@outlook.com. And we really encourage you to visit our website, sogmi.org. That is sogmi.org. That's where you can listen to previous episodes of this podcast and even support this broadcast. We're supported by listeners just like you. So if you want to support this ministry, you can go to sogmi.org and hit the donate button. You can also send a check to P.O. Box 1579, Helotes, Texas 78023. Again, that is P.O. Box 1579, Helotes, Texas 78023. Thank you.